This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 3, 2017. Ariana McNeil writes in today's Salem News, "It's a horribles parade and will remain within that tradition, but those on the Beverly Farms Pride's Crossing 4th of July committee are aiming for clever, not crude, this year. The parade, which steps off at 8 a.m. on Independence Day, 8 a.m., was criticized last year for floats that some found offensive, and it wasn't the first time. The parade made national news in 2008 for floats related to a supposed teen pregnancy pact in Gloucester. There it is again. Now the committee hopes new rules will help the parade stay on track with floats that use satire but don't cross the line to become offensive." Rayanne Downey, one of the event organizers, is quoted as saying, "We are going to continue the horribles parade. I feel bad that everybody's judging us on our parade. Last year there was a heated political debate." This year, 9 floats are registered. There will also be a band and a Canadian drum corps. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Ariana McNeil. In Lynn, signatures on a nomination paper are being disputed. Bill Newell reports.
Rick, first-time candidate Eliud Alcara faces a legal challenge in his bid to unseat longtime city councillor Richard Colucci. Thomas Grillo writes on today's front page of the Daily Item of Lynn, "Robert Tucker, who describes himself as a supporter of the Ward 4 councillor, filed the complaint last week. He contends that some of the signatures on Alcara's nomination papers are frauds. Quote, the handwriting is the same on a number of signatures, unquote, he said. If you look closely, there are 4 signatures from one family where the handwriting is exactly the same. In my mind, there's no question those individuals did not sign them. Tucker and Alcala have been ordered by the Election Commission to attend a hearing today at City Hall. The 4-member panel, which includes City Attorney Michael Berry, will decide whether the signatures are valid. They have up until 14 days to make a decision. Of the 180 signatures filed by Alcara, 61 have been rejected by the city's election office. District council candidates need 100 signatures to be on the ballot. As of Friday, he had 119. Alcala is 41 years old, said that he and his supporters gathered the signatures by going door to door. Quote, the 61 signatures which were not accepted were either not registered voters or did not live in the ward, he said. I don't believe there was fraud. I expect to be on the ballot, unquote. On Alcala's nomination papers, the election office noted that they rejected the signatures because there was no such person at the address listed. They were unable to identify the signature or address because it was illegible, the signer did not live in the ward, or the person signed the papers more than once. There is more on this story in today's edition of the Daily Item of Lynn. For North Shore Today, MSO News Sports, I'm Bill Newell. Rick?
All right, Bill, thank you, sir. Dustin Luca writes in today's Salem News, all of Salem's public schools will offer free breakfast and lunch. That's free breakfast and lunch to students next year, a practice that has not, so far, been embraced elsewhere in the region. The Salem School Committee voted recently to offer free meals to all students at Saltonstall and Witchcraft Heights Elementary Schools. All the other schools in Salem already offer free meals. Through the Federal Community Eligibility Provision Program, schools with high-need student populations can offer free meals to all students, including those who are not identified as at risk or in need of financial assistance. More on this story in today's Salem News, story written by Dustin Luca. Leanne Dearborn and Thor Jorgensen write in today's itemlive.com, Marblehead Town residents and officials will rally today at 10 a.m. at Riverhead Beach to protest a rash of anti-Semitic graffiti discovered on a harbor causeway wall off Ocean Avenue Friday evening as police continued to investigate the incident. Marblehead police are quoted as saying the graffiti, which consisted of racially offensive, anti-Semitic, and extremely disturbing language, ran over a large portion of the wall. Police called on Essex Sheriff's Department and Town Public Works employees to remove the graffiti. East Coast stand-up paddleboard instructors Brandon Consigli and Jack Knight were sitting near the causeway at Riverhead Beach on Sunday afternoon after the offensive graffiti had been sandblasted clean. Consigli pointed to the spot that was vandalized and recalls seeing a line of police cars and a portion of the graffiti before it was removed. More on this story in today's itemlive.com, story written by Leah Dearborn and Thor Jorgensen. This is North Shore Today on MSO News Sports.
Hi, everyone. I'm Bill Newell with a North Shore Sports Update. The North Shore Navigators defeated Worcester 5-4 on Sunday. They're on the road tonight in Nashua. They'll be home Tuesday night against Seacoast at Fraser Field for a 6:35 start. The eyes of the nation were on the North Shore over the weekend for the U.S. Senior Open at the Salem Country Club. Fox Television Sports with the broadcast on Saturday and Sunday. It was Kenny Perry who picked up the win on Sunday, shooting a 2-under par 68 on the final day of the tournament to pick up the win.
I changed caddies. Ryan Cochran, Russ Cochran's son, caddy for me last week and this week. I just started using him, and I changed to a different putter. Next thing you know, I'm making putts, and it's like I'm a kid again out there. And I've been driving the ball beautifully all week, all year. I switched to this vertical groove driver, which has been fantastic. And, you know, I just couldn't get the ball in the hole. And then for it to all show up here this week at this championship is amazing. It means a lot to me.
Kenny Perry edged out Kirk Triplett, who was just two shots back.
Well, it would have been a thrill, you know, to win it, absolutely. I didn't have the game to do it today. I just didn't play very well. I was off balance right from the start. Kenny played beautifully, controlled his ball nice in the wind. I was really fighting myself more than anything else, just trying to make some solid contact. And I feel very fortunate to have gotten it down to that two-shot gap, you know, with a couple holes to go. 17, 18, I had, they're not makeable putts, but they're putts that, you know, they're dream putts, right, to, you know, knock them in and put more pressure on a guy. And
Salem Country Club member and general chairman of the event, Bill Sheehan, very happy with the way the tournament came off.
The other thing that we did, we changed the main entrance. We moved it up the street, if you will, west on Forest Street. So it's now right off to the right-hand side of championship number 8. And that proved to be a good move. Bigger, easier to get people in and out. And when folks arrive at the golf course, they're in the middle of the golf course. And so they've been able to spread out throughout the golf course.
For feature interviews, photos, and much more, check out our posts at msonewsports.com.